This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
We are working to make your community safe. And with us today, making our community safe, is Sergeant Scott Davis. Welcome back to the GLOW Show.
Thank you very much, Greg Atkins.
Yeah, fabulous.
Of the Anti-Violence Project. Now, we've done our introductions.
It's a mutual love fest
here. It is.
Joy 94.9.
The and GLOW. I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Now, Scott, until recently, was the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit of Victoria Police.
Well, now I've left and you finally get it right.
How's that?
Well done.
It's taken me 2 years of practising. However, they've restructured, and Scott... before that, he actually stepped up and he's been doing a lot of work around training brand new police recruits. That's the Victoria Police recruits. It's also the Protective Services Office of Recruits. People coming back 12 months after they start, and maybe even sergeants that might need a little bit of training. He does a lot of training around Victoria Police.
I do. We'll have an opportunity to talk about some of that stuff during this show, yes.
We will. Now, it is a partnership show, of course, Scott. It's been going... When did it first start, the GLOW Show?
Yep.
3 years
ago. I actually don't know. Yeah, it would be about that.
Just over 3 years ago. And it was a bit of a concept that Paul Anthony had, but it was really your driving force about...
All Paul Anthony. It really was.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was. It was Paul just harassing.
Now, we know you're listening. Thank you, Paul.
And it wasn't until Crime Stoppers got on board that I said yes. So it was really Paul and Crime Stoppers both coming together around the same time saying to me, we need to do something, and I've gone... Yeah, let's do something. So that's why we're here.
And it's been a great connecting feature. Part of, I think, a whole heap of strategies that have been lifting the underreporting of violence by gay, lesbian, trans community up. So where, a number of years ago, just things weren't going to police.
No.
People weren't stepping up and
that's
reporting
right.
their issues. This shows part of that partnership that chips away at the levels of reporting.
And encourages reporting, absolutely.
Encourages and supports.
Now, we have got a huge show today. We've got our usual Crime Stoppers segment. We've got our Vic Police News segment. And we've got me talking about training.
Fantastic. We've got to stay with us. And because we are saying hello to Paul Anthony, we've got a little bit of music that you can share with Paul Anthony. His life is very much in Technicolor. And we've got Coldplay with Life in Technicolor too. Here on Joy 94.9, the Vic Police GLOW Show. This is the Vic Police GLOW Show with Scott Davis, Sergeant Scott Davis.
And Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
That's right. And coming close is International Day Against Homophobia. Stay tuned, May 17th, Thursday, May 17th. Write that in your diaries. Get your iPhone out and try and sync it. Do all that sort of stuff now. It's an important day on the calendar.
It certainly is.
Yeah, coming up.
Now, it's Crime Stoppers time, and I've got a feeling that... There might have been an arrest for this one that I read about in the newspaper this morning, but we're going to do it anyway because even though there might have been arrest, other people might have important information to pass on.
Excellent. Now, it's an armed robbery in Camberwell, which took place on the 24th of March, 2012. At about 10:40 a.m., a man entered the National Australia Bank on Burke Road, Camberwell, armed with a shotgun, where he allegedly threatened a staff member and made demands for cash. Now, the man is described as Caucasian, about 30 years old, 185 centimetres tall, who had a stocky build and ginger facial hair. Now, they mentioned the facial hair, Scott, because he was wearing black clothing, black wraparound sunglasses, and he had a black wig, and he was carrying a black duffel bag. So the man was bewigged. He was trying to avoid his true hair colour being seen.
Mm.
Now, they've got images of the man whom they believe may be able to assist them in their inquiries, and that's on the Crime Stoppers website, CA6187.
Now, this gentleman has a very distinctive chiselled jawline, the photos don't provide good photos of his eyes or his upper facial features. But this chiseled jawline is very, very distinctive. And I think if you know this person, you'll be able to help us out. But as I said, there might well have been an arrest about this morning, but people might have other information that's really important for us to pass on that strengthens our case against him when we get to court.
And he wears a duffel bag, so people that carry bags around, I mean, if they're doing a robbery or committing a crime, they'll sometimes carry the bag because it conceals tools or they can put small objects in it to get away, and they can run with it on their back. But it may be this person regularly carries a bag, so check it out. It's worth having a look.
And there's a very distinctive black T-shirt there as well with what looks like to be some sort of a bird with wings stretched out on the front, quite a large image of a bird.
Well, it's almost like that the bird they have on the German coat of arms.
Yeah, that's a double-headed eagle, and this is only a single-headed eagle. But yes, yeah. It's that sort of look, yeah.
Now, remember, if you see something...
Say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Recently, you would have heard, in fact, last week's show, we talked about Private Lives 2.
Correct.
A research done by a whole range of people, led by the new director of the...
Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria,
Liam Leonard, who's recently replaced Anne Mitchell. Anne Mitchell was the director for a couple of years, fantastic woman, part of the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society at La Trobe University out of their Carlton campus. There's a mouthful. But her work and the work that Liam and the rest of the team have done is a mouthful in itself. Some amazing reports. Coming Forward is one that informs us on homophobia.
Yes.
Prejudice and hate crime.
Heterosexist crime. Yes.
Heterosexist crime.
And same-sex partner abuse as well.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And now Private Lives 2. Now, we'll put a link to Private Lives 2 up when we podcast today's show. So you'll be able to check out the podcast at joy.org.au/podcasts. Go to the Glow Show. Look at the podcast today's show. And in the description, you'll see a link that'll take you to Private Lives 2. There you go. Or you can go on our Facebook site.
And I've downloaded the document, I've printed it out, and I've started to read through it. And once again, it makes for interesting reading. I think it's really important for Victoria Police to have a good understanding of the issues that are raised in Private Lives 2. For us, it raises a lot of issues in regards to the ongoing mental health of the community, which then impacts on the services that Victoria Police provides, especially if we're talking about some of the ongoing concerns in regards to mental health, self-harm, misuse of alcohol, misuse of drugs, those sorts of things that it can occur because of ongoing violence and discrimination to a community. And those impact on the services that we provide.
It points to a couple of gaps, Scott. Now, this opportunity to have you here in the hot chair, it's really good because a couple of gaps that I see in Private Lives 2 are fantastic work done with young people, but once you leave school, if you're not in the workplace, if you're just out in Civvy Street, there is absolutely no work being done around homophobia and prejudice crime in changing societal structures, that homophobia is treated as something that shouldn't exist. There's no work protecting the rest of us.
Well, that was really came out of Coming Forward, though, and I think they're different pieces of work. So without trying to defend Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, because Liam is well and truly able to do that himself.
Certainly not. It's certainly no slight on them. They've done the research. The research is the thing that then leads to the gaps.
Yep.
And it's the work that has to be done to fill the gaps identified in the research.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Minister Wooldridge, the mental health minister that was there that launched the project, talked about these bodies of work being really important to drive work that needs to be done in the future. So there's one. The other one, I think, is... transgender community,
yep,
and the experience they face. Now, the Private Lives 2 data shows that it's almost double the experience of violence that transgendered women and transgendered men experience compared with males, gay males and lesbians. It's almost double.
And certainly when I've looked at police data in the past, the violence that's perpetrated against trans men and trans women is significantly harsher than what we might term to be homophobic. So the transphobic crimes tend to be more violent than homophobic crimes do, which is a real concern.
You've also talked in the past about from police data, the number of verbal harassment episodes that then escalate to physical violence or more extreme violence when the person being assaulted actually says anything back to the person.
Yeah, look, 70%, the research that I'd looked at, 70% of homophobic assaults are preceded by homophobic language. So the language in itself can be a good indicator that some violence may be coming. what I wasn't able to tease out of it, but it's a summation that I've made having been in the community for a long time and talking to people, is that when homophobic language is perpetrated against people in the street, people feel, and quite rightly so, a need to defend themselves, and so they respond. Unfortunately, the anecdotal evidence that I'm hearing is that when people respond, that can tend to escalate the situation and cause the perpetrator of the initial homophobic language to then head into a more physical response to it.
As we discussed last week, there was that assault in Sydney Road where the two men from New South Wales were assaulted over 12 months ago, maybe 15.
It was Christmas Eve. Yeah,
and they, to their credit, didn't respond in a way that harmed the ability of the state to prosecute these men.
Yeah, and quite rightly so, in last week's show you pointed out to the new convener of the Rights Lobby that the magistrate did make comment around that. The magistrate actually congratulated the victims for not being goaded into responding to the homophobic abuse that they were being perpetrated, you know, being inflicted on.
So if you're not going to respond, what are some things you can do?
Yeah, and that becomes the problem, doesn't it? Because by us sitting here saying don't respond, it disempowers people, and that's what we don't want to do. So one of the things that we would encourage you to do is to either make contact with the Anti-Violence Project so that the Anti-Violence Project can map it and that information can be passed on to police, or alternatively, contact your local gay and lesbian liaison officer and have them record it into the system. Now, it would be done through an information report, which is intelligence gathering. It's not necessarily going to lead to an arrest, but it does enable us to then start to get a better picture of the types of violence that's occurring out in the community. And that verbal stuff is violence, people. So, and we need to know about it.
Now, you're on the Vic Police Glow Show. Coming up, we've got a lot more. We've got Crime Stoppers. I want to tease that discussion a bit further with Scotty about how we respond to violence. We're going to remind you about how to make contact with Glows. We're also going to remind you about how to make contact with the Anti-Violence Project. So this is the Vic Police Glow Show. Stay with us on Joy 94.9. We love Joy sponsors. Sponsorship keeps us on air, alive, vibrant, in fact, bringing broadcasting to you, such as the Vic Police Glow Show, which you're now listening to, with Sergeant Scott Davies from the Victoria Police Academy, where you train our police.
I don't do it all personally, but yes, I'm involved in some of the training of members of Victoria Police.
Well, they get some of the memorable training from you, Scotty. I've actually been there and watched you deliver your community encounters session, and some of your you do a range of stuff, but one of the things you do is also around diversity.
We have statistical evidence to prove that they remember our sessions. It's not just anecdotal, because all recruits have to do an exit survey when they leave the police academy, and they're asked to reflect on a whole range of different things, you know, what was good, what was bad, what can we do better, what can we do, you know, so on and so on. And they are always asked to reflect on three things that was a highlight of the police academy, and always the session that you're involved in, community encounters, appears in the top three. With every group that leaves the police academy, it's always in the top three, if not number one itself.
That's fantastic. I want to ask you, what are three things that you've been involved with through training that are the most memorable things for you?
Community encounters is definitely one of them. And there's been a couple where we've had such a big impact on the recruits that they have... we've had people crying, like emotional tears, not tears of sadness or anything, but they were just so emotionally moved by community encounters that they were brought to tears. So that was really important. I think the other thing is meeting Tim Jesse. And you know Tim as well as I do. Tim is a Liberian man, came over here as a refugee, and listening to him speak to the police recruits about his life experience has been a really important thing for me to do. And the last thing, and these are all community encounters related, but they're all different stories. The last one was, and I can't think of the sergeant's name, he's a Stolen Generation Aboriginal man. He was born in Northern Territory. He was both him and his brother was removed from their mother in the 60s, and he only met up with her about 5 years ago for the first time after having been removed from her. And he was raised by a white family here in Victoria, and he's now just starting to reconnect with his Aboriginal heritage. And that was a really moving story as well.
The things for me, and that they were great stories. In fact, I was there when he, for you know, the Aboriginal Day, Respect Day.
Yeah, Sorry Day.
Sorry Day. It was fantastic to hear him speak. But the things that moved me too were watching Philip Searle from the gay community.
Yes.
Go and do his presentation. Most amazing presentation where he's had very macho, straight police recruits that have never come in contact with a gay man almost wanting to hug him during the course of the thing. It's fantastic.
I mean, we get so many great volunteers, and Philip is definitely one of those. The people at the end of it, they just don't want to let him go. He is so just, you know, he really raises the atmosphere to just this wonderful, wonderful level.
And the other ones are young 20-year-old Mason, who works here at Joy. Mason's been out, and that's been quite a moving experience. I've sat and watched Mason deliver, and it's been quite a moving experience to see the police connect with a person that is young and has a completely different space, and their journey is vastly different to many other people that are there.
The other one that I really like, just watching from the sidelines, because that's what I get to do, you're actively involved in it, I'm more an observer, is Karen, our sex worker. And what I like about her involvement is that when the community encounters people sit down at the tables with the recruits, one of the first questions they always ask is, what community are you from? And Karen's response is, I'm not from a particular community, I'm a sex worker. And you can see the four or five people sitting on the table all then look to each other going, oh my God, what do we ask next?
It is fun. And I'll leave you with the last image, and they're two people I really respect a lot. Well, three people I respect a lot. They're Jane Munro, who's from the Anti-Violence Project, but also part of the trans community. She's one of our directors at AVP. There is Brenda Appleton.
Yes.
Fabulous Brenda Appleton from the transgender community. And the third one is Sally Goldner. Now, Sally straddles a range of communities, but those three women do such an amazing job.
You're absolutely correct. And I'm going to throw in one more while we're doing it. And I'm not going to give the rabbi's surname, but there's a rabbi who has been coming along for almost as long as you have. And you could see when he first started doing the session, his hesitancy of being in the same room with trans people, with gay people, and now his absolute love of it. And you can see him every week. He's just engages with anybody in the room, and Victoria Police are very proud that we've been able to bring a whole diverse group of people together, and then that group of people have actually really bonded well together. I think it's a great thing that's happened.
Now, we've been talking about community encounters, which is a very important part of how the police, Victoria Police, train their police and their recruits. I think we've got a little bit of music, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a missing person here on Joy 94.9.
It's the Vic Police Glow Show with me, Sergeant Scott Davis, and Greg Adkins from the Anti-Violence Project. And it's Crime Stoppers time again. So, can you help us solve this crime? At about 8 a.m. on the 21st of February this year, a 16-year-old female was walking along Service Street, Coburg, towards Coburg Railway Station when she was approached by a man. He allegedly began following the female and tried several times to find out where she went to school. When the female reached Coburg Railway Station and boarded a train, the man followed her onto the train and waited for her to sit down before taking a seat near her. We've released images of a man we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries, and you can see those images by getting across to crimestoppers.com.au, and you can search for reference number CA6149.
Now, where's Upfield Railway Station?
It's Coburg Railway Station.
Oh, it's Coburg, isn't it?
Coburg Railway Station,
so it's the Upfield line, Coburg Station.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 16-year-old girl walking down the street doesn't need to be approached by a man like this.
I could imagine it would be a very terrifying experience. Yeah. And for him to continue to follow her in that circumstance, yes. So we need to find this gentleman as quickly as we possibly can.
Get on the Crime Stoppers website, CA6149, and you may live in the Coburg area. This might be your opportunity to assist and provide the information that will lead to this man being able to be questioned by Victoria Police.
CA6149.
Now, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show with Scott Davis from Victoria Police, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project, and you are the most important part of this because you're part of our community.
Now, Victoria Police have a couple of people that we're wanting to track down. The first is Raymond Keith Traplin. It's alleged that Traplin was involved in a number of burglaries in various areas, including Surry Hills, Hills, Kew, Hawthorne and Richmond. Warrants have been issued for his arrest and Crime Stoppers would like some assistance in trying to find where he is. He was born on the 10th of November 1975. He's 170 centimetres or 5 foot 7 tall. He's of a thin build with brown eyes, black hair and olive complexion. And you can see a photo of him at crimestoppers.com.au.
And we're also looking for Michael Shane Combo. It's alleged that Combo was involved in obtaining property by deception and handling stolen goods in Melbourne in August 2010. Warrants for his arrest have been issued. Now, he's born in December 1961, which makes him 50 years old. He is 5'7" in the old scale, 170 centimetres of height, solid build, brown eyes and brown hair. But don't let that fool you. Check out the Crime Stoppers website because he actually doesn't have much of it. He's a bit like me, a bit thinning up on
top. Much hair, yes.
And he has an olive complexion. Michael Shane Combo, deception and handling stolen goods, wanted for a bit of a chat with police. Check out the Crime Stoppers website. And we've got another last bit of track because just as, you know, the many people listen to Crime Stoppers through this show and many people provide information to police, there's usually a happy ending coming from listening to Crime Stoppers on the Glow Show. And this is Mika.
The fresh sound you're looking for, Joy 94.9.
It is a fresh sound. Boy, it's a fresh sound here at Joy 94.9.
Now, you said that there would be a happy ending, and the singer was saying that there would be no happy ending. Now, which is it?
Well, I always think, you know, a robber that's doing crime, you know, someone that's deception, stolen goods, stalking a woman, as we had up at on the Coburg line, they always think they'll get away with it. They think there's no happy ending for the victim. All the power goes to them. Mm. It's all about power and control, really. That's yes. All violence is about. But, hey, your day's numbered, folks. We're here at the Glow Show, the listeners of Joy 94.9, the gay, lesbian, transgender community, even the intersex tack-on community that's part of the GLBT and the little I. We're all out there and we're working as a shared collective to try and make it difficult for people to do the wrong things by us.
We also like to impart knowledge on this show. And can I tell you, I'm rather excited by this, but I met a gentleman out at my new work location at the Police Academy and we're having a bit of a chat. And he's just arrived out at the Police Academy as well. And, you know, what did you used to do before you arrived at the Police Academy? And I was the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit. Oh, yeah, what did you do? He said, I used to run the negotiating course for Victoria Police. And I said, have I got a task for you? And he's coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time.
That's fantastic.
I'm really interested just listening to some of the stories that he's already been telling me about, some of the negotiations he's been involved in trying to talk people off roofs and the like. I think it'll be a really interesting conversation to have with him to learn about how we actually train police to be negotiators, because there has to be an art to this. You can't just turn up there and go, don't jump, mate. There's got to be something to it. So I think this will be a really interesting conversation.
I'll look forward to that. Stay tuned. We'll tell you a week or two before here on the Glow Show.
Absolutely.
So you have to listen every week to find out exactly which week.
Which one week he's going to be on, yeah. Sergeant Puatoa is his name, and he's going to be coming on with me hopefully in a couple of weeks, because, yes, I have left the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit, but I haven't left the Joy building just yet.
Ah, you haven't left the building.
Elvis is still here.
Now, I'd like to thank Sammy Whitehead. Now, Sammy has been doing program support here for the Glow Show today. Thank you, Sammy. But Sammy's also an integral part of Anti-Violence Project. She is Whittlesea at antiviolence.info. So if you're from the Whittlesea area, you can contact Sammy through Whittlesea at antiviolence.info to get support and referrals to Melbourne and to other parts of your world. You can also speak to Chris at Shepherd at antiviolence.info, Shepherd at antiviolence.info, and Chris will assist you in giving you a tip on how to do an online violence report. Or you can speak to Rob at Ballarat at antiviolence.info, and Rob will assist you in connecting to local gay and lesbian groups or how to speak with us here at Melbourne for the Anti-Violence Project.
That's brilliant. Now, I also want to thank Mason, who does our podcasting. So thank you very much, Mason. And the last person that I want to thank is Gabrielle Tayek, who we haven't spoken about today because, well, she's not here. Bit of train problems on the Geelong line this morning, and she wasn't able to join us today, but I'm sure Gabby will be back again next week, and you'll hear from me again in the future too.
You will. This is the Vic Police Glow Show. Scotty Davis is part of the partnership from the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Office, where he was the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Advisory Unit with Victoria Police.
And Greggy Atkins is from the Anti-Violence Project.
The Victoria.
Antiviolence.info.
So check us out, and remember, May 17th is International Day Against Homophobia. Stay tuned for that. Thank you and see you next week.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go! Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday.
When Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.